We try to remember that medicine is for the patient. It is not for the prophets. The prophets follow, and if we have remembered that, they have never failed to appear. The better we have remembered it, the larger they have been. An important caveat to the concept of core values is that there are no specific right core values for becoming an enduring great company. No matter what core value you propose, we found an enduring great company that does not have that specific core value. A company need not have passion for its customers, Sony didn't, or respect for the individual, Disney didn't, or quality, Walmart didn't, or social responsibility, Ford didn't, in order to become enduring and great. This was one of the most paradoxical findings from Built to Last. Core values are essential for enduring greatness, but it doesn't seem to matter what those core values are. The point is not what core values you have, but that you have core values at all, that you know what they are, that you build them explicitly into the organization, and that you preserve them over time. This notion of preserving your core ideology is a central feature of enduring great companies. The obvious question is, how do you preserve the core and yet adapt to a changing world? The answer? Embrace the key concept of preserve the core, stimulate progress. Enduring great companies preserve their core values and purpose while their business strategies and operating practices endlessly adapt to a changing world. This is the magical combination of preserve the core and stimulate progress. The story of Walt Disney exemplifies this duality. In 1923, an energetic 21-year-old animator moved from Kansas City to Los Angeles and tried to get a job in the movie business. No film company would hire him, so he used his meager savings to rent a camera, set up a studio in his uncle's garage, and begin making animated cartoons.